The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we visit with one of the principals in KDA Homes, building houses and condos in the Rogue Valley. Energy efficiency and sustainability, very much parts of the picture for the company. Laz Ayala is the A in KDA Homes. Laz, welcome back to the studio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
So the last time we had you here, we talked about your making of the film Illegal, which you mentioned this morning is off to Sundance for consideration as a work in progress. It's about your journey from El Salvador. What did you do for work in the first 2 years you were in the Rogue Valley?
Well, before arriving in the Rogue Valley, I lived in Southern California for 7 years as a teenager, 14-year-old kid, learning first the language, English, and finding just odd jobs to have some spendable cash, you know, mowing lawns, washing dishes at the local restaurant. And then when I moved here to Southern Oregon, I was 19, and I moved here with the idea of getting in real estate. And so I got my real estate license at 19 in Oregon, and that's how I got in the business. It's been a fun 30-year ride.
So you could have stayed just with the selling of real estate, I imagine, but you chose to go a little further. Talk about that evolution.
I would say that the entrepreneur in me just kept pushing me higher. And after 3 years of selling and successfully selling real estate in the Rogue Valley, I developed an interest in investing. So I took some investment and finance classes and allowed me to understand that side of the industry. And that led to investing in real estate and slowly purchasing small parcels of land around the valley and developing them. And that has led to KDA Homes today.
So you're the A. We mentioned K for Mark Knox, D for Dave DiCarlo. So Knox, DiCarlo, and Ayala. I can see why you went with KDA Homes. It takes a little less time to say. What is it that you seek to do that might be different from what other builders do?
So we have been operating under KDA Homes for almost 7 years now, at least within this group of partners with Mark Knox and Dave DiCarlo and myself. And as we worked together, we realized that we had something going between our team. We can work well together. We each bring a different set of skills and experiences. And then, of course, we also recognize the needs of the community in terms of the type of housing that the community needs and supports, meaning sustainable, smaller, and relatively affordable housing. And that's really what we focus on.
Sustainable and smaller, which is, does that go a bit against the grain of the market, at least in the smaller part?
Historically, yes. But we are seeing a trend, you know, with the expansion of the middle class through the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, everything got bigger. Homes got bigger, cars got bigger, families, and to some degree. And as you know today, you know, we have a shrinking middle class, people are making less, and as a result, and to a great degree, homes are getting smaller, and so are cars. So I would say that a lot of what we are doing in terms of trying to meet the affordable point in the market is driven by just economics.
How hard is it to find that sweet spot? I mean, between what you want to make as a builder and the kinds of income you want versus what you're trying to get out for other people to be able to afford based on their incomes. How hard is it to find that zone where it kind of works for everybody involved, where it is affordable, yet you make some money too?
Right. You know, we find that it works either way. You know, if you're building a larger home, you know, like some of the McMansions that were built through the 2000s, there is a larger profit. It is, you know, what I call less brain damage because you're dealing with one house, one project, as opposed to having to, say, build three homes to make the same profit. But, you know, there's a factor in there of risk. You're building smaller homes that appeal to a larger population, and you're still able to make the margins in those three homes that make it economically feasible. The margins are quite a bit smaller, but it still works, and it meets the needs of the community. It meets the needs of the market, which is the most important aspect for us in our business, to manage risk, having a smaller product that can appeal to a larger demographic, really it's a mitigating risk factor as well.
Do you get to use any programs or subsidies, grants, anything like that that makes it more possible? Do add some incentives for you to be building affordable homes?
In terms of the size of the homes, no. This is something that we have a philosophy that we have adopted just internally and just recognizing the needs of the market. In terms of the sustainable elements, such as the solar panels that we install in our homes, the certifications that our homes come with, like Earth Advantage, or net zero in the case of homes that get the solar panels. There are incentives that we take advantage of that make those amenities possible and economically feasible for us to install.
We're talking to Laz Ayala once again here on the Jefferson Exchange, this time with his cap on from KDA Homes. He's the A with Mark Knox and Dave DiCarlo, KDA Homes. This is this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our business segment on the Exchange. Questions, comments, ideas about what you've seen from KDA Homes, let's hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk about some specific places then. Verde Village, Green Village?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about that.
So Verde Village is a 52-unit plan unit development that was started by Greg and Val Williams here locally. This was their land, and this was really their vision.
This is in Ashland, right?
Here in Ashland, yes, over off by the dog park off West Nevada. So 52-unit development, really designed with an incredible amount of, vision. By the Williams, they got caught in the middle of the recession, so they were unable to bring it to fruition. I ended up partnering with Suncrest Homes. We purchased the land from the Williams and took their vision, essentially, and tweaked the plan a bit to build these 52 homes, all passive solar designs. Every lot in there is oriented, has southern orientation to take advantage of the solar. Every home is designed with the roof space to capture the solar energy. We have bioswales in there, so all of the stormwater is filtered on site through bioswales before it goes into the streams. Most of the water ends up going back into the ground as a result of that. Every home in there is Earth Advantage Platinum certified, and many of those homes where the purchasers opted to install the panels got a net zero certification. And a lot of those homes are also what we call universal housing or lifelong housing certified, meaning they're designed to meet the needs of our aging population in terms of access. Wider hallways, wider doors, no steps at the front door, ramps as opposed to steps to make our homes more accessible. So
I can see as time goes on and not only desires for things like sustainability and energy efficiency come in, but as you point out, aging population and affordability, there's a whole bunch of different things you can bring into the mix of any project you work on.
Oh, that is true. You know, we recognize a lot of these elements, market elements, about 4 years ago when we adopted these philosophies. We adopted standards, basically, at KDA Homes. For instance, the lifelong housing certification is something that we shoot for in every home where topographically it's feasible. So we achieve that. Every one of our homes is now Earth Advantage Platinum certified, so we get that certification in every one of our homes. 4 years ago, when we started looking at the future of solar, we started a program that we called Solar Ready. So making our homes basically ready for solar panels, making them ready for the future. That's also something that we voluntarily adopted. So we started protecting the roof space, running the conduits to the roof, planning for the inverter boxes for solar panels, basically making our homes plug-in ready for solar. And also we started to promote and partner with TrueSouth here locally to promote solar panels. And right now, about half of our home buyers, about half of the homes that we are building are coming now with solar panels and basically a net zero certification. And most recently, our newest project that we're developing on Laurel Street, the Garden Cottages, those are all solar, all net zero.
All right. So what you're talking about with the places where your solar ready, the panels aren't there, the panels and inverters aren't there?
Yes. So solar ready means, you know, if the buyer, like, for instance, if we're building a home, a custom home, and the buyer is not in a position to be able to pay for that extra $15,000, $20,000 upgrade, we still make the home ready for the future.
Okay, so it is solar capable. Okay. Yes. Laz Ayala, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange at this month's edition of The Ground Floor. He is the A in KDA Homes. So I want to ask about, Verde Village was originally meant to be affordable too, wasn't it? Wasn't that the original idea for it?
So there are three components in Verde Village in terms of how the development was designed to meet the affordability need. So first, as part of the approval in Verde Village, the Williams made agreed to a condition basically where they would build, I believe it's around 20 townhouses that are affordable. In other words, they're subsidized through the City of Ashland Affordable Housing Program. And so those were built first. And then the second element addressing affordability is the second phase of the Verde Village, which was comprised of 24 cottages ranging in size from 600 to 1,300 square feet, on average 1,000 square feet. The idea there was that smaller is more affordable by definition, and that was the case. In phase two, and these are not subsidized this is not subsidized housing, by the way, in phase two. This is market housing. In phase two, when we started selling there 3 years ago, we had homes in there selling for $225,000.
Which are considered cheap by Ashland standards,
that is
right?
Considered very affordable by Ashland standards. And these were homes that were certified lifelong housing, mm-hmm. had the energy conservation aspects, and very livable.
So let's talk about the garden cottages you mentioned on Laurel Street. That's another project in the works, right?
Yes, it is. So, you know, at the garden cottages, we are carrying with all of our, you know, sustainable philosophies, but we are implementing something new that we are extremely excited about, and I love to talk about, and that is our shared transportation. And so what we are doing at the garden cottages, we recognizing again the needs of the community and the cost of transportation, we found ourselves thinking about how to make housing more affordable, but also how to add more value to our homes by looking at other factors, and transportation is one. And this hit me when I started doing some research about the cost of car ownership. I wonder how many of our listeners know that the average cost to own a vehicle in Oregon is $10,000 a year. That is just the cost of owning that vehicle on average.
This is according to gas, maintenance, everything.
Plus maintenance, plus insurance, plus fuel. When you factor all those other pieces in, you're spending anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 a year. Here in Jackson County, the annual median income is around $44,000 a year. So you do the math. I mean, people are spending close to 33% of their annual income in car ownership, and some families have more than one vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, how can we address that here in Ashland? How can we save our homeowners, our residents, that money? Ashland is a very walkable community. Most Ashlanders drive statistically less than others in the state and others in the county. So they're not commuting as much. You know, we have a population that is made up mostly of one- and two-member households, so they don't depend on the larger vehicles to haul children around from one place to another. So recognizing that, we thought, well, what if we adopt a program where we purchase a vehicle, and in this case, an electric vehicle, in fact, an electric vehicle that has its own solar panel charging station, and we just give it to the association, and our residents, in the case of the cottages, can have access to an electric vehicle for the monthly cost of $50 a month or $600 a year. including maintenance, weekly car washes, and a reserve to replace that vehicle 7 years later. Mm-hmm. That's built into that $50 a month.
So divided among the cottages, how much time does each person get with the car in a month?
So the way it'll work is that we will have a calendar where people can reserve the vehicle for X date at a given time. And so it'll be, reservation, and we'll have a limit. We'll start with a limit of, probably 2 or 3 hours. We figure 3 hours is about the most that someone would need a car for. You need to go make a medical visit or some shopping in Medford or whatever the case might be. And then for those cases where you need a vehicle for a weekend or longer period, you can rent a car, right? Mm-hmm. So this is obviously this is going to be a this is a pilot program for us. We will manage the shared vehicle program for a minimum of 3 years or as long as needed for this program to work, and we can work out all the kinks out of it and then hopefully adopt it as a standard amenity in our future developments.
So it sounds like in just the 7 years that KDA Homes has been in existence, you guys have seen a couple of other wrinkles and things that you wanted to take advantage of. I mean, do you see more of that in the future? Has anything really surprised you, or have you just sort of rolled with what's come along?
Everything that we are doing today has been extremely well accepted in the community and very well accepted by our buyers, our renters. And so we want to do more of that. I am very excited about the shared transportation program in particular, not just because of the environmental and sustainable benefits, but the fact that we will be able to save families, that kind of money. It's exciting, and that's money that can stay here in the local economy. That's more money that people can spend here locally and dining or spending in local businesses.
A couple seconds left. Do you have any big plans beyond the projects you're working on now? Things to announce soon, perhaps, about other communities around the region?
So, we will soon be building in Medford, and we hope to carry some of these building practices to Medford, where we own some land and have some projects in the pipeline in Southwest Medford.
Okay, we will keep an eye on the news and see what's coming up with KDA Homes. Laz Ayala is the A in KDA. The K is Mark Knox. The D is Dave DiCarlo. Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange on our ground floor segment.
Thank you for having me,
and thanks to Cynthia Scherer for bringing Laz to us.